This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside Russ Collins. He serves as director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor, and he is our co-host for Cinema Chat. Been doing it for, we're now in our 26th year.
Yeah.
Long time. Well, it's the first time I've seen you, so Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year. We had fun with Michael Jewett for the last couple weeks, so that's been good. The Golden Globes were on Sunday. And
what did you think of Ricky Gervais as the host in his opening monologue?
He's done it for many years.
That's what you thought? I quite enjoyed it.
He's a very clever guy, for sure. So,
you ever think about running for office?
Me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was diplomacy at its best right there.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were really good. I really liked them when they hosted it. And Ricky Gervais is very clever. I've read some
rumors where they may be returning next year, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
We'll see. The big news coming out of the Golden Globes, and the Golden Globes are kind of a goofy award show. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and they're not an esteemed bunch of people, or at least they haven't been for many, many years. They weren't considered very esteemed, but it is a big deal, and a lot of stars attend the awards in Hollywood. And the news that came out is that 1917, which is the Sam Mendes directed film about World War I, that's roughly based on a story that his grandfather told him, won the best dramatic picture.
And Michael Jewett wants everyone in the world to know. He predicted it. He said it would happen.
Yep.
He said Sam Mendes was the guy to watch.
It's
and he won.
It happened, and he's exactly right. So we'll see how that progresses through time. It opens tonight, at the State Theater, so you can go check it out. The Oscar frontrunner, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, won Best Comedy and Best Screenplay for Quentin Tarantino. Brad Pitt also won for his role as Cliff Booth in Supporting Actor. Tom Hanks got a Cecil B. DeMille Award. It was charming to see him there. And anyway, so it's an award show. There's another big award show coming up in early February, the Oscars, so we'll look forward to that. And there's always surprises. And if you want to make sure that you win your office poll, if you do an office poll, you should pay attention to the guilds, the Directors Guild, the Actors Guild, and all that kind of stuff, and the betting odds that take place in London and
Las Vegas
sometimes. So you can check that out and see how you do there. Now, I want to announce that we have a very special screening of a Metropolitan Opera production of Porgy and Bess coming up on February the 1st. And we're doing it in association with the University of Michigan School of Music. It's going to be a live broadcast from the Metropolitan Opera. But it's done in association with the University of Michigan's Gershwin Initiative, which is a project of the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance, who has a special relationship with the Gershwin family. And there's going to be some very special activities going on around that presentation, again, on Sunday, February 1st. Go check that out.
Yeah, it sounds like a big old deal.
Yeah, it will be a big old deal and a lot of fun. Now, 1917 opens today, and you probably should get your tickets in advance. Go online and get them. You can get them for the State Theater, and we're very, very proud to do it. It's directed by Sam Mendes, who did American Beauty, Road to Perdition, which was a Tom Hanks film.
That was a great movie.
And he did a couple of Bond films, Skyfall, Spectre. He's a stage director of great acclaim, has won awards in England and the United States. This is a story that is done as a single shot, which just means that it looks like the camera is turned on at the beginning of the movie, and then it tracks the action. Now, this is very, very complicated because it's a war picture. It's about these two guys who have to go through a war zone to notify another battalion that they're walking into a trap. And so there's explosions going on, and it's just an amazing feat of filmmaking. And for film nuts, you have to see it twice, because the first time you're looking to see how they did it. And then the second time you can relax with it, or you can convince yourself, oh, I'm going to relax and just kind of go with it the first time, and then I'm going to go see it again and analyze all the technical aspects of how they made this amazing motion picture. So
yeah, the artistry of it is one thing, but it also happens to be a great story,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, so. It's a great story, and it's getting a lot of award buzz, obviously even more after the Golden Globes, so that's great. We're also proud to present, starting tomorrow, Cunningham, and this is about the choreographer Merce Cunningham. It's a documentary, and it's a little bit elliptical, and interestingly so, but it's a really solid tribute to a brilliant 20th century artist. Merce Cunningham was at the center of avant-garde culture throughout the 20th century, whether it was music or dance or theater, and he's a fascinating character. So Merce Cunningham, the film is Cunningham. It opens tomorrow, and it plays through the 16th, so you want to go check it out if you're interested in it, because it'll go away.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins. Late night film series continuing in 2020.
Friday, we have The Princess Bride, kind of everybody's cult film, and it's going to be followed up by Shrek and Purple Rain and the subsequent Fridays. We've got Porgy and Bess coming up on the February 1st, mm-hmm. but coming up on Saturday, we have Wozzeck, which is the Alban Berg opera that's really fascinating. A lot of people don't know it that well, but it's a 20th century opera that really set a lot of trends, including George and Ira Gershwin's fascination with it, and they use some of the structural elements of Wozzeck to create Porgy and Bess.
Huh, so
it's
interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then our Toyota family-friendly film series has Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Which one?
On Sunday. It's the first one.
The Gene Wilder one?
Yep.
That's the only one anybody should see.
Yeah, and it's going to be at 1:30 on Sunday. We've got the Greatest Showman sing-along coming up as well. We're very, very excited
about
that.
That's the Hugh Jackman thing?
Yep, and that's going to be on Monday the 13th. We had Bohemian Rhapsody last Monday, and it went over very, very well. And a documentary that we have, the Science on Screen film, that's really great. It's called The Bit Player, it's about the particle fever kind of dynamic in terms of looking at the very, very, very small elements of the universe and how they all fit together. And it's a fascinating science documentary that the University of Michigan is supporting extremely well, the Electrical Engineering and Computer Science Department, and we're very excited to be working with them. We have a whodunit series that's going very well, and Clue is coming up on Wednesday. It's going to be followed by Gosford Park on the 24th, and that's Wednesday the 15th, so go check that out. It's Whodunit Wednesdays.
Whodunit Wednesdays.
Yep. Now, we've got a lot of continued award-nominated films, Little Women, A Hidden Life, Golden Globe nominated for 3 awards, Knives Out, go check that out. This documentary, Fantastic Fungi, is just doing,
still doing
fabulous
well.
Business. It's great. We've got the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker. If you haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, go check it out. It's going to go away pretty quickly. But Parasite, which won the best foreign language film, is still playing, and it is, you've got to see it. You just got to see it. Deb saw it yesterday. Opening this week, Just Mercy at the Multiplex, Like a Boss, and then Underwater, which is an earthquake attacks these scientists, and then there's creatures down there. So, Like a Boss stars Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne. So that's what's happening at the Multiplex.
A lot of movies to choose from, and a lot of special events. Pick one out, take a look at our website, and figure out what you want to see, and then let us know what you thought. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Awards Central.